From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and now, the first of two stories that we'll have this week on a topic we all know a thing or two about, bad customer service. Whether stuck on hold trying to book a flight or wandering around a department store looking for a clerk, it doesn't take much to blow a sale. Research shows that consumer dissatisfaction is an everyday occurrence, and as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, it can really hurt a business's bottom line.
Championship Vinyl is a fictional record store, but the attitude of a sales clerk played by Jack Black in the film High Fidelity might remind you of a shopping experience you've had.
I'm looking for a record for my daughter for her birthday. I just called to say I love you. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Great.
We have it.
Great. Can I have it then?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Well, it's sentimental, tacky crap. That's why not. Do we look like the kind of store that sells I just called to say I love you? Go to the mall.
Okay, so maybe customer service isn't that bad. But mention the phrase customer service to lunchtime visitors in Westlake Plaza in downtown Seattle, and you'll get an earful.
There are very few companies that understand the real meaning of customer service. They don't do it well. And unfortunately, I've seen that way, way, way too much.
Dwayne Fife's complaint is a common one. When the Wharton School of Business and the Verde Consulting Group tallied up the numbers in their new customer dissatisfaction study, they found that one out of every two consumers experiences a problem when they shop. Fife, for example, tells of buying a pair of $150 name brand sneakers that began to fall apart after just 3 weeks.
And I took them back and they said, "Sorry, nothing we can do for you. Excuse me, I spent $150 on these shoes and there's nothing you can do for me?" No.
He wrote the shoe company's corporate headquarters and got no reply. He penned a second letter, then a third and a fourth. Still no answer. He says he'll never buy another pair of the company's shoes. So what, you might think? No big deal. But Fife, like one-third of all the other dissatisfied customers, told his family, his friends, his co-workers about his experience. And the story he told probably wasn't very pretty. Retail expert Paula Courtney, head of the Verde Group, says when consumers tell of negative experiences, they often embellish them.
In the retelling of the story, we become more animated and we color the story a bit more. What starts off as you had a rude person at a store could, by the time you tell that story for the fifth time, become the employee was abusive. That's why negative word of mouth is so powerful.
And just how powerful? The data shows that half of those who hear about someone else's negative experience won't shop at that establishment in the future. In the 1980s and 90s, many retailers began to focus on providing value and convenience, great prices and long hours. Attentive in-store service began to decline. Shoppers didn't complain much. After all, prices were falling. But now, says author Robert Spector, who writes about retailing, customers expect low prices and good service.
As we walk into the store, you see there is a centralized customer service station in front.
So he says even in a big box store like this one in West Seattle, customers want certain things.
A broad selection in a very attractive, easy-to-navigate store. And if you have a problem or if you're looking for something, there's somebody here to help you.
Back at Westlake Plaza, consumer Celeste Province couldn't agree more.
I am very frustrated when I'm walking down an aisle and I can't find somebody just to ask a simple question to, or if I feel like, you know, they could take it or leave it.
Part of the problem is hiring the wrong people to begin with. Add in a lack of training and astonishingly high turnover rates. The National Retail Federation puts the figure for retail stores at about 60% a year. Add in part-time employees and the figure soars to over 100%. But the fundamental problem may lie even deeper. The financial bean counters are only beginning to fully appreciate the financial impact of customer service, both the good and the bad. Just as poor service generates a nasty buzz, research shows that if you have two similar stores located near each other, the one with the better customer service will have 30 to 40% more sales. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.